Thanks very much for joining me, Irirangi Wāte, Ono Rauma, Torite, Ia Dede. Well, one of the polls came out last night. I can't remember which one it is. It's all, you know, they're all run by Pākehā companies. And, well, you know, you really can't, I, personally speaking, you can't really put a good gauge on the ups and the downs, because depending on what the government rolls out at the time, the polls will go either up or they'll either go down. But for the Green Party, they went down a couple of points. They went down to 10%. No big deal. They can still, you know, they can still form a coalition government if asked next time round. Here to talk to us about polls and other things, Tākuta Elizabeth Kerikeri. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Dr. Elizabeth, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Tēnā koe, hoa, lovely to be here.
Look, don't worry about that dropping 2 points. You're still on 10%. That's really good going, especially halfway through the year after the government goes and makes, you know, different legislation that actually impacted on their ratings. They went down to 43, but they're still polling really well. Nothing to see here, really. Is that what you've been told by your party minders?
I kind of think, if we're doing the work, that's what I'll base them, the results on. And they go up, you're right, they go up, they go down. We look for trends. We see how we're tracking and what's our relationship with our key stakeholders, who are our people and who are we trying to speak to. So I think do the work, keep doing that, and the polls will just keep on going up or down.
There is a slight, you know, correlation between what your coalition government, your supply and agreement partner, the government does. So you do have a slight peripheral impact on you there, but it hasn't made a big difference really. So we can just, you know, keep on keeping on. That's what I'm saying to the Green Party. However, we do, you know, we heard co-leader Marama Davidson in the weekend talking about structural change, perhaps in the Green Party, a bit of a leadership change, or just, you know, some kind of change. Every party goes through change. Well, actually, the National Party never goes through change unless somebody, you know, carks it, I think. You know, the Green Party, what in terms of change, what are we looking at here? What's been discussed?
Okay, well, I'm on the Constitutional Review Group and part of Te Rōpū Ponamu, our Māori network within the Greens, and I'm actually leading the structural change so that we've developed a Tiriti or Waitangi-based structure for our organisation. So we're still talking to people about it. We've got the AGM for our party this weekend, so we're going to do a presentation to everybody there, but we'll just keep talking because we're a consensus-based party. But we're just looking to make ourselves more accountable to the commitment that we make inside our charter to Te Tiriti. So there's that. And the other one is the change in the leadership model is not necessarily about Marama and James and the role that they have for us as our co-leaders. It's about actually inclusion and whether this, or understanding that this male-female binary model does not include our takatāpui, non-binary, trans and intersex people necessarily. So we just want to make something that's much more inclusive in our language, and the fact is our rainbow whānau hold leadership roles across our party. So we just want to make sure we get that right.
And that's fair enough. Thank you very much for that. But are Māori guaranteed one of those spaces, you know, tangata te tiriti? Did we hear you say that tangata whenua is guaranteed one of those leadership positions?
We didn't say that. We haven't said that specifically in the structure. However, it is something that's come strongly from the party, that they see that even though we have had one Māori co-leader for many, many years of the Greens, it's never been set in our structure. So that is absolutely part of the conversation that we're having now.
In fact, I would put it to you that it actually should take place before we talk about non-binary being tangata whenua. Would that not be the most would that not be priority? I totally understand what you mean in terms of gender fluid and gender identity, but tangata whenua is far more important, and it could be very well that one of our tangata whenua might be gender fluid as well too.
Exactly. So we're running those conversations all at the same time, so that we're not doing one before the other. It's just this where we're at in our processes. So yeah, for people who are takatapu, then those having to choose is kind of crazy. But I absolutely support, and that's why we're doing the Tiriti framework, and we've started talking to people across the party. We'll present it at the AGM, and then it will follow through our green processes. So for me, those things are equally as important, and we just need to get both sorted.
Mm. And so is there a constitutional change then with the Green Party? Obviously there would be, if there is going to be, because you're evolving with the current climate and with the environment, and that's a really great thing. So a constitutional change, is that what we've seen with the Green Party?
Absolutely. I mean, normally I think most organisations will make some sort of constitutional changes at the AGM. So we are not necessarily going to make many changes at this AGM this weekend. We're wanting to look at wholesale changes, and make our party as streamlined and effective as we need to be. We got big things facing us in the world, and we want to do our part for climate action, for justice for our people, for the treaty.
Mm-hmm. Look, in other issues, and I know that you're on your way back to Parliament, recess is over, but the large organisations, and I'm talking about Fonterra, but it's not just Fonterra, it's other large organisations who are wanting to trademark Kupu Māori. Now, there are a lot of Māori that say, fair enough, people, individuals, groups, organisations should be able to use, especially if they are NZ, Aotearoa NZ-based companies, should be able to use Kupu Māori, but trademark them? No. So what's the whakaaro of the Green Party?
We haven't had this conversation about the trademarking, and I'm looking forward to getting back to work so that our caucus can meet. However, for myself, And just generally, is nobody else has the right to keep Māori words. And reminded of when Timothy Karetu was asked about Oranga Tamariki having a Māori name when they're clearly not delivering to our people. And he said, the more use of te reo, the better. The effectiveness of the actual service itself is another issue entirely. And so that actually has made me think and try to figure out my thinking around it with that perspective. Do you remember years and years ago when Air New Zealand tried to trademark the koru, and we had a similar conversation? And yes, they said, you can use your version of the koru for your business, but you don't get to keep it, and you don't get something that comes from our environment, from our culture. You don't get to keep it. And I think this is in the same thing now. You can have your little words with your little brand and whatever design you have for your one product. You don't get to keep any other use of those words or those designs.
Thank you for that. Now, in South Auckland here, we've seen a mass vaccination being held. That is to encourage our Māori Pasifika whānau, now that we are in Group 4, to go get vaccinated. That's if they choose to do so. The issue is that they're scrambling around looking, and I'm talking about the government and Ministry of Health, they're scrambling around trying to look for ways to encourage our whānau, if they choose to go be vaccinated. The issue is why don't they just go and... the community is saying, why don't they just come and ask us how we want to be vaccinated and how we want to move? But they still do seem, still do seem to be keeping a deaf ear when it comes to listening to recommendations from the community, from the flax roots level. And even Whakakaupapa Uruta are saying that MOH is still deaf to recommendations. What do you think the problem is here?
I think it's yet another example of the systemic issue we have here, where government departments do not listen to us even on issues that are completely about us and creating services that we urgently need, which are life-saving, and they still won't listen to what we have to say. And